world of news.
Tomorrow's headlines today. Good afternoon, Klamath Basin. It's Wednesday, August 8th, 2018. I'm Kurt Litke with the Herald and News. Here's a preview of stories that you can find in tomorrow's edition of the Herald and News. These are tomorrow's headlines today. The normally subdued setting of the Klamath Public Library gave way to loud, boisterous, and often chaotic jubilation for the annual summer shindig Wednesday morning before business hours, a carnival-like celebration for kids involved in the summer reading program. Various games and crafts were coordinated related to children's literature to celebrate all the summer-long activities coordinated by the library throughout the program, intended to keep kids engaged in literacy during the non-school months. Participants in the summer reading program have until Friday to return their reading logs and collect prizes. Several property owners along Spring Street have come together in the interest of buying property adjacent or behind their own buildings. Klamath Falls City Council met to review the next steps of the plan Monday night, which first came up at a Planning Commission meeting in April. Bogate Construction is acting on behalf of the collective application. The collection of land in question appears to be a series of alleyways behind or across from each site. In actuality, they're former rail spur sites that Union Pacific still owns. Other property owners have mentioned concerns of the New Deal restricting access to their own properties, which could complicate maintenance and repairs. A ballot measure to renew a 5-year operating levy for the Klamath County Museum system was filed on July 24th by the Klamath County Museum supporters and will go to voters in November. The levy of 5 cents per $1,000 of assessed valuation of a home has been approved by voters twice before for 5- and 3-year periods. KCMS estimates the levy would bring about $229,550 to the museum system in 2019 and 2020 if approved. This weekend marks the final presentations of the community theater production of The Wizard of Oz at the Ross Ragland Theater. Performances will take place Friday and Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. and a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. The show takes a different twist on the classic tale of Dorothy and the Land of Oz, filled with familiar songs and storylines, but set in a steampunk motif. Also in Thursday's edition, be on the lookout for a complete listing of 4-H Rotary auction results from last weekend's Klamath County Fair. And those are just a few of the stories you can find detailed in the Thursday, August 9th Herald and News. Be sure to follow us online via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and of course, heraldandnews.com. You can also subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes and Google Play Music. Be sure to check back each day for the latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news impacting the Klamath Basin. And thanks for listening.